From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The Green Iguana Call nets more than 6,500 in the first 11 days of the new year. The program saw 594 submitted during the first week of 2020, between January 6th and 11th. Just under 6,000 green iguanas were called. The call is a nationwide effort to stamp out the invasive species. The program started in October 2018, and more than 1.12 million green iguanas had been called by the end of 2019. You can find the full breakdown at doe.ky. On January 9th, the Civil Aviation Authority discovered a disabled drone within the perimeter of the Owen Roberts International Airport. We get the details now from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
This has prompted the CAA to release a safety advisory reminding the public that not only is it prohibited to fly any form of unmanned aircraft within 3 nautical miles of the airport or Cayman Brac's airport, but it is also extremely dangerous. The CAA asked the public to report any drone activity within the vicinity of the airports to the Operations Command Center on 244-5835.
In other local news, join the National Gallery Director Natalie Urquhart and curator William Helfrich as they present Bendel Hyde's 45-year artistic journey. National Gallery's Camille DeMarchena.
By charting the evolution of Hyde's work and demonstrating its complexities and cohesion, we seek to showcase the artist's remarkable legacy. Bendel Hyde's has had a huge impact on the artistic and cultural scenes in Cayman today, and examining his work can benefit people with interests across all walks of life.
The event is tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the National Gallery, and you can RSVP by emailing education@nationalgallery.org.ky or call 945-8111. Turning to regional news now, reliable reports say United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is scheduled to arrive in Kingston, Jamaica this week for high-level talks with the government there. We get more on that now from Carib Update's Wendy Chateau.
It's understood that during Pompeo's visit, bilateral talks will be held with the Holness administration on several issues, including trade and national security. The U.S. Secretary of State is expected to arrive in Kingston on January 22 on what's expected to be a two-day visit. Pompeo is the third most powerful official in the United States.
That's Carib Update's Wendy Chateau reporting. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Britain, France and Germany have triggered a formal dispute process over Iran's violations of the International Nuclear Accord. They said the breaches of the deal, which was meant to curb Iran's nuclear program, had left them no choice. If the agreement is not saved through the dispute resolution mechanism, the Europeans may reimpose sanctions on Iran. There have been exchanges of gunfire in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, between the military and members of the General Intelligence Service. The international airport has been closed and armoured vehicles have been seen on the streets. The conflict appears to centre on unhappiness over severance pay. More than 80 people in Pakistan are now known to have died as a result of heavy snow and rain. As many as 60 of them were killed in Pakistani-administered Kashmir. The impeachment trial of Donald Trump has moved one step closer. The US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a vote on sending articles of impeachment to the Senate will take place on Wednesday. The trial could begin within days. The former Pope Benedict has asked for his name to be removed from a book co-authored with an ultra-conservative cardinal supporting celibacy among priests. Sources close to Benedict say he didn't write the book or agree to have his name added as an author. A young Chinese woman whose story of poverty and deprivation prompted national news headlines has died. Wu Huayan, who was 24, lived on 30 cents a day at college in order to save money for her sick brother. She was admitted to hospital late last year, suffering from malnutrition. And transport authorities in Italy have ordered a temporary ban on diesel vehicles in major cities, including Rome, because of a sharp rise in pollution. The restrictions in the Italian capital will remain in place during peak hours over the next 3 days. BBC News.